It's episode 158 of the HodgePodge Podcast. I'm your host, Doug.
And I'm Matt.
And I'm Dirty A.
We can't have dead air.
I'll edit that shit out.
No way. That's
too late now. You're talking over too much.
I'm Dirty A, and this is the HodgePodge Pod. You know what I'm saying. We talk about movies and shit. Movies and shit we talk about here.
God. This is the greatest opening of all time.
It's a train wreck. You can reach us at the HodgePodge Podcast at gmail.com or on our website, thehodgepodgepodcast.com, or look for us on YouTube and iTunes and subscribe. Head over to Facebook, search for HodgePodge Podcast, and like our page.
Not anymore, they're not.
No. We lost them. That's all right. We'll get them next time, champ.
It's been a while. It's been a while. It's the last episode we did was Blade Runner 2049, and that was
a few weeks.
It's been a few weeks.
Nothing good. Coming
because nothing's come out. Like, you saw Suburbicon. You said it was not good.
Yeah, it was. So, it's not like it was just terrible. It's not like it was flat out terrible. But it was, I think I described it to you as it's as if you have an adequate painter who's trying to reproduce a Monet.
Right.
Like, it's George Clooney trying to do the Coen brothers.
Right. And the Coen brothers worked on the script.
Sure, sure. Yeah. They wrote it. But it's him trying to direct it the way they would. And it was just kind of blotchy and like, oh, whatever. And then they ruined the end in the trailer.
Right.
I was like, fuck you guys.
Welcome, Matt.
Hey.
and then I saw a couple movies. I saw like Marshall and The Foreigner. The Foreigner.
I saw The Foreigner too.
Oh, you did see The Foreigner?
I did see The Foreigner.
That was good. The Foreigner.
It was all right.
They were okay. They were both okay. Yeah, they were both okay.
Was he ushered out by ICE?
No, it's in the UK.
Okay. Not even any guns.
Yeah.
So the skinheads kick him out. No, what happens in that movie, it's a case of the Hobbit films, in that the title character slowly but surely becomes a side character in his own movie.
He takes a back seat. He takes a back seat to the plot of the movie, which really is around Pierce Brosnan
and the IRA.
And the IRA. Yeah.
And it's not bad. I mean, it's not a bad movie, but like, I'm like, this movie's supposed to be starring Jackie Chan. What's going on here?
Like, he's on the, like, Pierce Brosnan's not even on the poster. But he's, like, in the movie way more than Jackie Chan is. This is weird.
And Jackie Chan's great.
And Pierce Brosnan's great.
He's, they're all great. Yeah. And it was a decent action movie, but the whole time. But it's like a typical action movie where it gets more and more ludicrous as it goes on. You're just like, what? No way. That wouldn't happen.
Ludicrous wasn't in this movie.
No?
No. It wasn't. It didn't have enough cars in this movie for him to be in it. Speaking of which, man, Tyrese Gibson is trying to get fired.
he's like, I will ultimatum. I will not be in this if The Rock is in this movie. It's like, spoiler alert, you won't be in this movie then. And 2 days later, he's like, I'm cool.
Yeah, right.
I'm cool.
Yeah. His agent finally got a hold of him.
He's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Hey, stupid, shut up.
You realize you're Tyrese Gibson,
right? You can't have a war against The Rock.
And this is The Rock.
You lose every time, you dumb son of a bitch.
He's having some kind of custody battle with his wife or some of that, so he's all fucked up over that, but he's all mad at the cocaine. The last episode we discussed kind of the new Star Wars trailer, because we had just seen it that night.
I haven't seen the new one. I don't want to
the
talk
new one.
What do you mean?
Or the new footage, I guess.
That was just a clip.
Whatever it is.
No, I'm not watching.
Didn't see it, don't care.
Nope. I did watch it. It was good. It's mainly like Millennium Falcons. I'm sorry, I spoiled the Millennium Falcons in the movie. But the latest trailer, which I saw Thor Ragnarok twice, and they showed it both times. It's it looks great. The Last Jedi looks like it's going to be a home run.
Yeah.
We got our tickets, so we're seeing that movie.
Maybe next one. I don't know.
That is a movie we are seeing.
That
might be the next podcast. Because these guys aren't going to go see Justice League.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I can't go. Well, maybe I can. I don't know.
We'll see. The big news in Hollywood right now is the purging of perverts and evil doers. The Harvey Weinstein thing has blown up,
but we all knew this. Like, we all knew that it was a domino.
Right,
he was the first domino. It's just gonna be a
very large, disgusting domino.
Yes, he is. And so Harvey Weinstein's done.
He will likely go to jail.
Yeah, he's on the verge of going to jail.
He's probably gonna find jail time. They're definitely gonna bring charges against this guy. At
like
some
the
point.
NYPD
they're
are
just,
already.
They're just building the case. Yeah, they're just building the case.
And the latest
LAPD, I think. NYPD. Do? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
The latest scandal right now is Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey,
piece of shit.
Everything that comes out about Kevin Spacey,
he pulled the piece of shit double whammy.
He did.
Yeah. Everything that comes out about Kevin Spacey now, he becomes more and more of a creep. Basically,
see what the latest was, right?
Which one now?
Dustin Hoffman's. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. Richard Dreyfuss's son says when he was 18 that he was groped by Kevin Spacey when Richard Dreyfuss was in the room, unbeknownst to his dad.
Oh my God. Oh my God, he's such a scumbag.
That is the latest. Like, oh my God.
Cause like Harvey,
and it's one of those things where it's not like people can't lie, but it's kind of like the Bill Cosby thing. You know, one person can lie.
Yeah.
When it gets up to fucking 10 or so, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Some of them are telling the truth, even if a few of them are lying. Like,
You know, like when Harvey Weinstein gets taken by something like this, you're like, you know, you've heard stories about him. And you're like, oh, it figures. Kevin Spacey, I'm a fan of Kevin Spacey. Like, he's a great actor, and it's just like, now it's just like, oh, God.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just one of those things where, like, he just portrays a nice guy most of the time, so it's like...
I guess.
I mean, you don't... It's like how I can't believe Kevin Spacey. It's like, we don't know Kevin Spacey.
That's true.
Like, we know Kevin Spacey plays characters that we see,
it's like Bill Cosby. We thought Bill Cosby was wholesome.
You don't know
he's everybody's dad. You know?
They literally are paid... to put on a persona.
That's true.
You know.
But this one reporter who said that Kevin Spacey was very angry that he would not have sex with him, he said, it has occurred to me now since all these allegations have been coming out, is that Kevin Spacey used the secrecy of his homosexuality to basically protect himself from all this other stuff, to hide all this other stuff that he was doing. So, like, it was almost like he was like, oh, well, if you tell anybody I'm groping your nuts, then you're going to out me as gay.
Like, please don't do that.
Yeah, you're not going to do that. Can't do that to me. And it's like, you know, so, which is even more sinister.
It's possible.
But that's why I said it was a double whammy, because it's like he tried to use being gay as an excuse.
Right. First apology was basically he also came out in that same way. It's like, first of all, everyone fucking knows. Like, everyone knows you're gay. That's just a known fact. And second of all, you don't casually
conflate the two.
Dismiss allegations by saying, if that happened, I'm so sorry. By the way, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That makes it okay for me to try and have sex with 14-year-old boys.
Oh, it was a tip for him saying, hey, look over here. This, don't look over there. Look over here.
You got to commend me for being part of this community that we're all
Billy
trying Eichner's, to build
Billy
up.
Billy Eichner said, Kevin Spacey, finally, he's done it. He found the bad time to come out. He did it. Yeah, you did
so
it.
So brave.
Yeah, he is. He's a
real he's piece of shit.
He's never going to work again.
No.
He's not working again. Good. And of course, he's since now... officially, as of today or yesterday, been fired from House of Cards.
Right.
They may continue without him, but he's done.
Yeah.
Netflix fired him. So he's gone. He won't work again.
No, it's not Doug. He's going to be assassinated off screen.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Entertainment Weekly said. Entertainment Weekly said that they should do that and then have Robin Wright continue.
I like Robin Wright, but I'm not going to watch House of Cards without Frank Underwood. Fuck it. I don't care. I don't care that much.
I didn't watch season one. So
there you go.
Season one is great. Season two is good, and then it starts to go.
I got like three or four episodes in. I was like,
it was starting. It's eyeing the shark anyway. So
when did you start watching it? Did you start watching it after Trump?
No, this is when it came out.
Okay, okay. Because I was gonna say, like, watching it post Trump, you're just like, oh God, this is really what's happening right now. Whereas before, you're like, oh, this is an interesting dark mirror to hold up to this.
Strange. Although this could never happen.
A man of power who is closeted homosexual. God, where did he draw the references from? He's just playing himself. Yeah, he read that script. He's like, I got this. Maybe he threw in that, hey, what if we make this guy a homosexual?
Right.
What? I think I can make that work.
Yeah, we know. ten boy grips have been complaining that you're trying to boy grip
gripping
them.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, you know, there's slight, smaller allegations against like Dustin Hoffman, like just people that are really wanting, and not that it's not,
wrong,
right? But yeah, he didn't rape anyone or he didn't molest anyone. He was basically like an ass grab 30 years ago. He's probably done it more than once, I'm sure. But apparently, old George Herbert Walker Bush has done it as well. So,
But it's I mean,
and that is not defendable, by the way. It's just not. It's not the same. It's not in the same ballpark.
There are different levels. There's Weinstein and Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, there's a spectrum. There's a spectrum, and it's like they're at one end, and then
it's all piece of shit behavior. There's more shit over here.
Was like 2 weeks ago, but I found it funny because last night I was watching Graham Norton, and.
Was that the one with the murder?
No, it was the cast of that new Netflix movie with Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, the Meyerowitz. Graham Norton was like,
Dustin Hoffman was supposed to be here, but he's not feeling well. But I'm like, is this taped 2 weeks ago? Or was this like this fucking week?
Yeah.
And because it's funny because they said he's not feeling well. But then Adam Sandler, who was there, who's in the same movie,
right,
told a story about how Dustin Hoffman was helping me tie my tie last night. I was like, so like I don't know when this was recorded, but it's interesting.
I have to watch that. I heard it's pretty good.
The Meyerowitz story. I didn't. Oh, the movie itself.
Yeah.
Right.
Noah Baumbach.
Yeah, yeah.
Because his last movie that he did that we liked was While We're Young, which was really good.
It was good
with Ben Stiller,
and who's also in this movie.
Yeah.
Yes, Ben Stiller is in that movie as well. Yeah. That's on Netflix, folks. Check it out.
Netflix, the company that doesn't take molesters. They'll get rid of them.
Once you find out they're molesters,
they will get rid of
you.
I love, and then there's Corey Feldman, who is trying to drum up money for his quote movie that he's going to do.
I'm all for Corey Feldman. I just don't quite understand what you want. $1 million?
Like, $10 million.
$10 million because you want to make a quote unquote real movie.
Yeah.
It's like if you really have the best interest in mind.
Yeah. You would name names now.
What?
Oh, I heard he was talking about, like, you know, all the protection that
he does. He wants. He, some of that would be to protect him from
legal stuff.
Legal stuff. But he like named one guy.
Yeah, he named one guy, and then people were like, "Who?
Yeah, who's some that? Guy that who's that? Some guy that was worked on License to Drive and
And Dream a Little Dream,
and that was it.
And the guy
was already like a convicted molester.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Which is fine. It's just like that's not
it's
really
not
a bone.
Well,
what I mean is
revealing his name.
Yeah,
is fine.
Like
right.
Yeah, it's right.
Right.
You're not really throwing any bones out there, Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
But that said, look, I totally believe that Corey Feldman and Corey Haim were
100%
kids.
100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's shitty, and I get the trepidation of not wanting to come forward.
Right.
But
at
this point, when you're saying basically it's almost like a ransom. Like, I'm only going to come forward if I get $10 million. Yeah, like, what the fuck, man? It's like, that's a little weird, dude.
Dr. Evil, we make over $1 billion.
But
it
does suck that, like, he's been saying this for over 10 years.
And
and no one's listened. And now all of a sudden, here it is. And finally, people kind of want to listen.
Right.
You know, not $10 million listen, but, you know, they want to listen.
Nice.
I mean, if we all gave $1, he'd get it. Now, I'd be happy to give $1, but I don't think it's going to happen. So,
it's going
to
be the weirdest GoFundMe page.
A few days ago, it was only up to like $160,000. Like, there's no chance, zero chance of it hitting $10 million.
Yeah, no way.
Outside of some benefactor coming in and saying, here's your money.
That won't happen because they're all molesters. So,
but he has claimed that, look, he's been to the police before. He's claimed he's given names.
And, yeah.
But they've all been redacted.
It's like Spotlight. Oh, I gave them the names.
So
you're gonna be the guy on the phone.
So you can't really fault him for you know
be
like, look, I've been to the law. Like, what do you? I don't. You know, what else can you really do? So it's shitty to have to grow up like that, knowing that happened to you and your best friend fucking essentially killed himself because of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Anyway.
So Thor.
Yeah. So Thor Ragnarok. Yeah. Let's talk about the depressing Thor Ragnarok. Thor Ragnarok is, of course, the third Thor movie.
The first Thor movie. that's worth any bit of shit.
I like the first one.
That's the tagline.
I like the first one. Yeah. It is written by a bunch of dudes, and it was directed by Taika Waititi.
Who's amazing. An amazing man.
Yep.
He's amazing.
I love that man.
If you watch his interviews for this, you will laugh a lot. And if you watch one with him and Jeff Goldblum, you'll feel like he went into some kind of wormhole into another dimension.
That's almost any interview with Jeff Goldblum. Yeah. But
he is, I don't know if he's like high or drunk when he goes to these things, or he's just
just on a different ethereal plane. I guess he is. Is all it is.
Can't wait for Jurassic World 2, right, where we'll get more Goldblum,
where he wrote his own dialogue.
Yeah, but probably it'll probably be more Goldblum
there it is.
I'm sure he'll be a bigger character in that than he was in this.
Have I mentioned that life finds a way? I did. Okay, I'm done.
You didn't ask if you... You only asked if you could. You didn't say if you should.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Thor...
God creates man. No, God creates dinosaur. God destroys dinosaur. God creates man. Man destroys God.
Man
destroys God, then man creates dinosaur, and then she comes in with
women
or women dinosaur will, eats man, woman inherits the earth. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, Thor Ragnarok. Yeah. Of course, Chris Hemsworth is back as Thor, and Tom Hiddleston is back as Loki.
I keep wondering when they're going to recast Liam in there. The real actor of the family.
Oh my god.
Maybe for his douchebag teen years. He should have been in the play. He should have been
that would have
like
been,
Thor.
That would have been hilarious.
But they got Luke. They got Luke that from Westworld. That would have been
hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even recognize him. I don't get up. Right.
That would have been really funny.
God, that would have been, yeah.
Oh, by the way, we'll just say it right now. All right, so
spoilers are bound.
We will do spoilers, but I know Matt loved it.
Yes.
You liked it a lot.
I'm probably in between you and Matt. I liked it more than you probably.
Maybe. I did like it. I don't like it.
When we've talked about it, I didn't have as many problems as you seem to have had with it. Matt loved it, so I'm right in between you guys.
Right.
It's a fun way, movie. Either way, it's a really good
film. Yeah, it's a really fun movie. Definitely go see it. All right, now spoilers. So, the movie starts out, Thor is captured. You've seen it in the trailer, and
he's already captured.
He's just there by Surtur, who is, what is he, like the Norse, some Norse
he's basically
monster.
Like, yeah, he's basically like the devil.
Yeah, he's the leader of the, what level of Earth? It's the fire demons world.
Okay.
But I'm trying to remember, is it Niflheim or
I like how you stare at me as if I'm
I know.
You're like, ah, yes, yeah. Niflheim.
No, it's I don't think
he looks Niflheim. Nordic. He'll know.
Yeah, right. I'll think of it after we quit.
Clancy Brown voices Surtur, and then Thor gets into a big fight.
Niflheim, win
done.
There you go.
Done.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Which, by the way, within the first few minutes,
get from Neil Gaiman's
Taika Waititi sets up what this movie's going to be like within the first 2 minutes of this movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Brilliant.
This is a straight ahead comedy. It's a straight ahead comedy, which you would think with a title like Ragnarok, which is basically the Norse apocalypse, is that, you know, you think it'd be a little bit more serious. But it's a straight ahead comedy. And Thor gets into a fight and he takes Surtur's crown back to Asgard. He finds out that Loki has replaced Odin, which was at the end of Dark World, which feels like it was like 10,000 years ago.
Enter some fun cameos.
Yeah.
Yes.
Matt Damon. He comes back to Asgard, and like all the Asgardians are watching a play that's basically, it's being performed for Odin, who is Loki in disguise.
Right.
And it's basically the play of, it has like the Avengers and
it's Dark World.
And
plays Odin,
but it's but it it's like shown from the perspective of like Loki is the hero,
right?
And Matt Damon
is
plays Loki,
and Luke Hemsworth, who's on Westworld, is Thor.
It is so funny.
And Sam Neill plays Odin in the play, and Sam Neill was also in Waititi's Hunt for the Wilderpeople.
I still need to watch that.
It's so good. So They go in search of Odin, and then it takes them to Doctor Strange for some reason. And
kind of shoehorned in there, but whatever.
It's like I said to Matt. I said it really felt like they put that in there so that in Infinity War, Thor can go, I know who can help us.
Right.
This guy, Doctor Strange.
It's definitely, like, I've been to Bleecker Street, and I know some guy that can...
That was the one thing that was in this movie that felt like it's like, well, we gotta make a connection to Infinity War. You know, so it's like... You know, except for the very, very, very end, of course.
Yeah. You could easily just have had Loki be like, I know where I put him, and oh, here he is.
Right.
Like, because Loki had dropped him off in some assisted living, retirement home, which had in like New York City, which had since been destroyed. And so then Doctor Strange, who sensed or whatever he did, realized that Loki was back on Earth. And so he kind of recaptured him and talked to Thor and then sent them both off to where Odin was.
And this was in the post-credit scene.
That's right.
From Doctor Strange.
Yeah, right, because they're sitting there having the beer with Thor.
So they go to Odin. Anthony Hopkins is there, and he talks to them a little bit and tells them about Hela.
And then Optimus Prime comes in, flies in from outer space, and says, hello, Sir Anthony Hopkins. Thank you for being in my last movie.
I'm here to return the favor.
Crossover confirmed.
I really felt like I was waiting for that, though. I was just like, all right.
Yeah, there was some... it was clear, because if you watch... Because Hela then shows up. If you watch the trailer, you can see that when Thor throws his hammer at Hela, they're clearly in an alley in New York. Not the case in the movie. So it's clear that they were fighting on a green screen stage. Yeah. And there's several moments where it's like a wide shot of Odin and the two boys that you're like, wow, that looks fake as fuck.
And I guess
like the lighting is even off.
The idea there was probably like, if they got into it in New York City, it would have to be a lot more destruction.
Right, probably.
Whereas they're in this open field with nobody.
Right, there's nobody.
No harm, no foul. They can just move on. Yeah.
So Odin passes into the next realm, basically. But before he does that, he tells them about Hela, who is their older sister that they have never met.
Which is weird, because it's like some people know about her, some people don't in this movie. Yeah. And it's very...
She's the goddess of death, and then nobody seems to know who the hell she is. And
I'm just they're like, all that about, doesn't make any sense. They're all about myth and mythology. Right. It's the Asgardians, right? And,
it doesn't make much sense.
But it's like some people are like, oh my god, Hela. And some people are like, Hela? Who?
Yeah.
So that was a little off. But
she shows up, fights them...
That wasn't really a fight. She destroyed them.
Yeah. Well, no, she takes. She gets sucked up into the Rainbow Bridge with them.
Right.
And then she knocks
Loki
them out.
Loki gets scared and calls them up, and she follows.
And then they get knocked out. She goes to Asgard, delivers a very ignominious end to the Warriors 3, basically. Which is like, you look at Ray Stevens, you're just like, he's probably like, why the fuck did I even get in this fat suit? What the fuck is this?
What was the reason of this?
And which is a shame, because I liked that dynamic with Thor, and like, you know, Sif wasn't there.
I liked him in the first movie. They were forgettable in the second movie.
And, like everything else.
Well, yeah, I mean, that movie's just a big pile of
crap. The second movie's garbage. But and they died unceremoniously in this movie.
Yeah, I mean,
it's nothing.
They're just there and then they're not.
It was a cheap death, and it's too bad, because I liked them and I liked that dynamic. It's like, by the end of this movie, Thor's world is very much different than it was.
Which is good.
It's good.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It's okay, there's the ultimate spoiler. It's good, but it's also a shame. It's almost like with Batman versus Superman, where it's like, no. Will you let me finish my thought?
Okay, go ahead.
Please, thank you. And that by killing Superman and Clark Kent at the end of that movie, you kind of rob the universe of telling more like Clark Kent stories and stuff like that, you know, with, you know,
I'm okay with
traditional,
Thor
traditional,
story. Sorry,
traditional Superman stories, where it's like the same thing with Thor. It's kind of, you know, there's like no more Asgard and stuff like that. So it's like,
This is a mythical thing. Like they could easily create another.
Yeah. And the Mary Sue brought this up. I read today. They were speculating that, Asgard is going to be now in Oklahoma, which is where it was in the run by I want to say Bendis, or maybe it was.
Oh, there you go. So Jared. They've done it. This is they've almost yeah, done
like Ragnarok. I think I don't know if Ragnarok occurred, but Asgard was gone.
I mean, look, as long as there's a foundation, we can still rebuild. We can have refugees from all planets coming.
Sorry, man.
I fucking lost it. I knew it was coming, and I still lost it.
They basically recreated Asgard over Oklahoma.
Okay.
And they were speculating that could be maybe where this is going.
Sure. Maybe.
So either way, you know, the way that works, I think, and they certainly set up the dynamic of Asgard as a people, not a place. So
right, yeah.
That's fine. They can go create Asgard in any world they want.
So Hela ends up going to Asgard. The other two get tossed off into the bridge.
Which is odd. They get tossed off at different times, but still seemed to land on the same planet. I thought that was a little weird. I don't know.
It's called convenience.
Whatever.
It was very Star Trek 2009.
Yeah.
Oh, I landed on this ice planet.
Good
thing Scotty's here to get me back on that ship. I never met you before in my life, but good thing I know you now.
But yeah, it seems like it's like a scavenger planet.
Yeah.
They explained it by saying that like all wormholes end at...
Oh, did they say that?
Yeah, Sakaar.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's why there are multiple.
I don't know if they said all.
There are multiple wormholes in the sky.
Right.
Wow. They just went through the largest one.
I see. All right. That's cool. I just missed
it. It's basically like the trash, the remnants of the universe.
Yeah. So which is that was the other weird thing. I guess it's not weird if you think about it, because it's basically I have one of my, and when I say qualms, very small, but like is the Game Master. So, Grandmaster, right. So, if he's been around for a million plus years...
The Grand Wizard.
If he's been around for a million plus years, like, why is his only dominion this piece of shit, you know, salvage planet? Mm-hmm. You know, you'd think he'd command more power. But maybe the idea is that, look, he's really not that powerful, and this is the only way he can wield whatever power he does have.
Yeah, we didn't really get a glimpse of any powers of his.
It was as if they should have developed him a little bit more.
Yeah. But he was funny shit.
Oh, no, he is. He's great. Goldblum's great. That's ultimately one of my biggest complaints about the movie, is that this really should have been two separate great Thor movies instead of trying to smush it together into one, because, we got to get Infinity War. It's got to come out. Come on, everybody. Come on. Places. So it's like, come on. It's like,
I don't think that was... problem. I don't think he did that because of Infinity War. I think it was they were trying to tell the story of Ragnarok. They just told it differently.
Yeah, I think that was just Taika's touch, I think. I don't think they would have ever wanted to get two movies out of that. You're right, they could have.
Right.
I don't think they ever would have. I don't think that was ever an option for them. I don't think they'd ever even considered that. I mean, years ago, couple of years ago, the talk of the Hulkverse was, they're like, we can't do that, we can't ever do that,
right?
That's impossible. Right. And this is the closest we were going to get. But yeah, you know. So what? Go ahead with the plot. They land
on this planet. Loki is basically friends with the Grandmaster. And then Thor gets captured by Valkyrie.
And they explain that away, and that time works differently on this planet. So,
well, no, it's because they were in a wormhole, and he got knocked out sooner.
Right, so Loki... Well, but he did say time works different on this planet. Cause he said,
he said
where I was like a... Where I might be a million years old somewhere else, and he didn't really answer.
Yeah.
But so Loki's been there for like 2 weeks, whereas Thor's been there for an hour.
Right.
Kind of deal.
And he gets captured by Valkyrie, who's played by Tessa Thompson, and she does a great job in this. And he basically gets conscripted into the Grandmaster's Tournament of Champions, where the reigning champion is one Incredible Hulk, played by Mark Ruffalo. And for me, the Hulk steals the movie. He's the best. He's the best part. I thought.
I don't think that.
I thought so. I thought I really loved what they did.
I like Korg better than I like Hulk.
See, I like what they did with the Hulk better.
I definitely like. This is my favorite version of the Hulk. But he's just more developed. He can speak now. Of course. So it's he's an actual character.
Which was which we talked about before, which is really brilliant how they did it, because basically what it is that Banner hasn't been around for like 2 years. He's been the Hulk consistently for 2 years. So, of course, he's been around, so the Hulk is learning, and he is doing. His mind develops like a toddler. Yeah, he's about the level of a toddler now, and you know, and some of his interactions with the other characters are, you know, they're almost like baby Grootish. They're adorable. Right. You know, it's just
and
like,
his
you know,
interactions with Thor are great, but they're squandered in the trailers. Why ruin the two best scenes with them together? In two different trailers. Like, yeah. Screw you guys like that. They ruined, I know him. We worked together. Hilarious, but we saw it 100 times in the trailer.
Right.
And then the whole scene of, you know, I'm like fire and you're like water.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But actually, we're both like fire. Like, that was hilarious.
A raging fire.
But that was more like a smoldering. Yeah. That's hilarious, but they fucking killed it in the trailer.
Yeah.
I wish they'd stop doing that. Like, people are going to see the movie. Why do you keep putting this funny shit?
Well, because it's Thor. I weren't sure if people were going
to
go see it.
I mean, I guess they're trying to hammer home that this is going to be a comedy. They want people to know that first and foremost, right. I guess.
They want people to know that the Hulk speaks now, and he's a different character.
See, I don't think you need to do that. I think that would have been great if you hadn't known that going in. You're like, oh, shit, the Hulk speaks. That's cool.
So then they fight Thor and the Hulk, and then
basically comes out to a draw to the point where...
Well, because Thor was going to win, the Grandmaster intervenes. While Thor is, we'll say, backstage, you know, waiting to go on, he meets his Jaiman Honshu in Korg, who is played by Taika Waititi.
Fucking hilarious.
And he is... He's a great character. He's really funny.
He's like a rock man.
It's similar to. Well, I guess it's the same species of that.
Quarren,
or something like that. No, it's not Quarren. It's
It starts with a K. Cronin.
Cronin.
That's.
I think it was Cronin.
No, because Cronin's from Mass Effect.
They don't care.
Oh. whatever. He's the same character that Thor fought at the beginning of the Dark World.
Right.
Or not the same character, but the same race.
Right.
And so this character was in the Planet Hulk story. So it's one crossover from that.
Right.
He's so fucking
God, funny. He was the best.
We tried to get a rebellion going earlier, but I didn't print enough pamphlets, so no one
just
showed
my
up,
mom
so.
And her boyfriend came.
Who I hate. But yeah, it was he's funny. He's really funny. And piss off, Ghost.
Hey, man. Gone. Piss off, Ghost.
And so basically Thor is plotting to get off this planet and go back to Asgard.
Was he talking to Banner? Was it Banner that he talked to when Banner said, "Did you win?" Was that Banner?
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh yeah. Easily won. You should have been
because
that doesn't seem right."
That's in the trailer too.
That was in the trailer too.
It's what happened. And so meanwhile on Asgard, Hela is killing people, and she's trying to get the sword from Heimdall.
And we kind of mentioned this, but Thor is now Mjolnirless.
She destroys the hammer.
At this point, it's destroyed very early on.
Yeah,
like it's gone.
See, that is a moment that I agreed with being in the trailer. I like that they didn't save that. I think that's something you need to put in.
That sets up the stakes.
Yeah. It's like, what is Thor going to do?
Like, what's he going
to
do now?
No, yeah, that's important to me in the trailer.
He's the dude with Pantene hair.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
they cut off.
But basically, Hela is, she has recruited a guy named Scourge, who is played by Carl Urban, to be her lackey, her executioner. And she's basically just terrorizing the people of Asgard because she's trying to find Heimdall, played by Idris Elba, and they actually give him something to do in this movie, which was nice for a change.
Yeah.
I was wondering if and when, like, is he going to show back up? And I was like, oh, good.
And they're trying to find the sword so she can open up the Bifrost and go and conquer the realms. And that's basically what she does. And she's basically sitting around waiting for Thor to show up, basically. Then, you know, they get off the planet, they go and fight Hela, and there is a magnificent use of Zeppelin's Immigrant Song as he's
Looking Doug, knowing the Immigrant Song now.
Get the fuck out of the house. and they use it twice. They use it twice in the movie. And it's nice because that was like a highlight of the trailer. And like most times it's like in the trailer, you're just like, oh, well, that was cool.
Especially bookends it. It's at the very beginning and the very end.
And it never shows up in the movie. But in this case, it's like one of the best scenes in the entire movie. Yep. The second one especially.
Oh, yeah. That battle thing was great. Yeah.
They blow up Asgard at the end, and that's the end.
the end.
And Hela most definitely did not die, so...
Yeah, oh no, we're going to see
for
her
sure
again.
Not, but
she'll be in Infinity War.
She'll be in Infinity War.
He threw... Surtur threw this...
she gets her power from Asgard. Surtur destroys Asgard, so effectively she's powerless now.
Right, but did she end up going? Like, what did he just...
No, he threw like I guess like her spears back at him or whatever. But you can see just as they're about to hit her, you can see like a puff of green and like she vanished.
Okay,
I think.
Okay,
so she's not dead.
Offed herself.
Yeah,
she couldn't do that before. She couldn't get off the planet before. But
well,
now
that's the
all
other
of a sudden
thing.
She
it's
can.
Exactly like she can't get off the planet, but yet she can open a portal to where Odin was, and he's already
that?
Dead.
Why didn't you do
and
that?
She's like, well, here I am on Earth. And yeah. She's like, wait, what? And so it's like, yeah, there was some stuff that was a little.
And
wonky.
Then of course like. At the end of the movie, they create a scene where Loki has to go get Circa's
the crown,
right.
So that he can reemerge.
Right,
and as he's doing that, he also comes across the
Tesseract,
which of course
he's
one of the.
It's the thing that he promised Thanos.
One of the Infinity Stones. So you don't see him take it.
Yeah.
You see him eyeball it.
There's a 99.9% probability.
Clearly he took it. And then, you know, in a cut scene, the first cut scene at the end of the movie.
Right.
The Asgardians that are left are on a ship heading towards Earth where they're going to create.
We're going to get in the spaceship and get out of here.
Asgard,
with this?
And then a big super ship.
Right.
Kind of halts over them
once again. Star Trek,
yeah,
the new Star Trek.
Yeah,
movies.
and
it's an even bigger ship.
We all assumed it, but it's been confirmed that is Thanos' ship.
Right.
As I told Matt, I was like, I don't know. It wasn't a helicopter.
That's true.
It's not a Thanos copter. Which of course, if you
not even any wind up.
If you've seen the leaked Infinity War trailer. That came out of D23, or was it Comic-Con? Both, right?
I think it was D23. Both, I like these dudes.
The very beginning of that trailer, Thor basically smashes up against the Guardians of the Galaxy's ship. So obviously, that's how he's
going to
end up there.
They're going to have a little space chase,
right?
But you
probably won't even see anything happen. It'll probably just be him hitting the Guardians, and that's
it. The 99% probability is that Thanos was tracking. The Infinity Stone, the Tesseract, and or Loki,
or
let him know that
he had
it, and here and here's Thanos.
Yeah,
I mean that is it. And what was the second?
Oh, that was just a grand
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. You know,
got to say some.
That
words.
Was funny.
It was funny.
Of course you had the Stan Lee cameo. He was the one who ends up
cutting
Thor's
hair,
which was funny.
I mean it's
the movie. And it is a comedy, so this is not a direct knock for it. But it's, you know, it's weaker on plot because it focuses more on humor and action than anything else. And the humor in this movie succeeds far beyond what they tried to do in like Dark World with Darcy being the
comedy. Yeah.
I mean,
this is far
it's
more
just
organic.
Fucking stupid,
yeah.
And this works. And Taika Waititi knew. What he was doing, he knew exactly what he wanted to do here. He made the movie he wanted to make, and I think they let him make that movie, which is great.
Yeah.
I think with any other property, whether it had been Captain America or whatever, he wouldn't have had the freedom that he had.
Because that's the other thing. I mean, there is a hierarchy. As much as Marvel would like you to make you believe it's a triumvirate. It's a three.
No.
It's Captain America and Iron Man. And then Thor's down here.
Yeah, of course. But he did a magnificent job with this.
He did. It's
And we didn't mention, I guess, I don't know if it mattered, but Thor lost his eye.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's a big deal.
He's now like Odin. He's lost his eye.
Yeah.
Oh, and he discovered that he doesn't need his hammer.
Yeah.
The power is within him, and he's able to wield it.
He has the power.
He has the power. Right.
Now he has a sword.
And even he has a sword, right.
And then his hair is now a page boy for some reason.
Right, right.
And he wears furry
pants. And he wears a
bandolier.
A purple velour vest.
Yeah. And he likes that song. Hey.
which is great. I'm fine with that. It's just, Thor without his hammer is just weird. Because that's his thing. I don't know if in the comics he ends up without it.
He does have other weapons. Like the thing they showed in the Infinity War concept art, which was Thor fighting alongside Rocket. He had the hammer he has in the comics, which is like on one side it's a hammer head and the other side it's an axe.
Okay.
I forgot the name of it. It's got some.
I'm wondering if he'll come across something else, or if maybe Doctor Strange can wield it back together again or something.
Or maybe they'll bring Odin back to life.
But there's
a stone, there's an Infinity Stone that can do that.
It's odd having him without his hammer. It's odd and I know, like you said, maybe it's like this in the comics, but to me it's odd to just say, the power was within you all along. You never needed it. It's like, oh, fuck that shit.
Just like when Optimus Prime flies off the planet, the power was within him.
That's his thing. Of course he needs his hammer. Like, when he's using his coolest shit, when he's like, you know, it's even funnier when he's explaining it.
Yeah.
Like, it makes you fly.
You rode your hammer?
Well, you rode your hammer? Well, no, I twirl it and just kind of fly with it.
You rode it on its back?
It makes it sound, like you and your hammer have have quite a story together.
An intimate relationship.
Well said. Well
no, I like that they show some powers with the hammer in the very beginning that they haven't really shown before. Like him using it as a shield.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
It was really cool. It just shows him that, like...
They never did that before?
Mm-mm. They've done the thing where he's twirling around. And he's
right.
Yeah, but never to use it as a shield. Like, in the comics, it opens portals, and, like, it's just this super weapon. But it shows Thor with, like... He's a master of it, basically.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, he can do whatever he wants with that hammer.
Right.
Which I think is really great, because then it's taken away from him, and you're like, all right, now fuck what? What are you going to do now?
Right.
You don't have the super weapon that you had.
Right.
It's something that they've done before with other characters. I mean, they did it with Iron Man. They did it with Captain America.
And I'm hoping it will make it a little more perilous. I'm hoping maybe it'll make it a little more perilous in the next movie. Because in this one, it didn't really seem to do much for the stakes. Because it's like, you know, he was on a world where it wasn't going to help him anyway. They would have taken it from him. Well, I guess he can...
Yeah, nobody's gonna take the old guy. Yeah.
Like, yeah, take it from him. But it almost seemed I hate to say too easy, but like him to figure out too easily that he has this power. The sparkles.
Watch out, sparkles.
Why are you giving me the melt stick? He's just interrupting me. It's not a capital offense.
The melt stick.
I just
stepped in it. I stepped in it.
Did you notice the Donald Blake nod?
Yes, I noticed that. Yeah, because Donald Blake is well, in the first movie, remember they call him Donald Blake because they get what was it, like a fake ID or something like that.
Thor's
right. Kinda, well, that's that was his alter ego in the comic books. But what he used to carry around when he was human, quote unquote, is he had like a walking stick, which was really Mjolnir in disguise, which is what they did with the umbrella in this. Okay. And then he would slam it on the ground to turn into Thor. So that's why they did that. Okay. Yeah.
So like when
that
was on, very cool. When he's in Norway, he's like, pew, poof.
And then it's Thor. Yeah, that was very cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it was neat.
But Thor has always been a great character. It's the movies that he's been...
That's on record. We've recorded this.
I've said it before. It's the movies that he's been put in which are terrible.
Yeah.
And they finally put him
in... Well, the solo movies.
Solo movies, right.
Yeah.
And they finally put him in a movie that works and works for him as much as anyone else.
Yeah.
That's why I'm hoping that it's going to be great going forward. I mean, I know Waititi has said he would like to direct the next one if they do another Thor movie.
Oh, that's good.
But I
find it hard-pressed for them to say no to him because he... Knocked this one out of the park. He's
made $121 million this weekend.
It's going to be close to a half a billion by the end of the weekend.
My famous New Zealander ever.
Yes.
No.
Jermaine Clement.
Well, I was really hoping for a cameo from Jermaine
Clement.
Peter Jackson, okay. I
really want Jermaine Clement to be somewhere in this movie.
I did too.
I thought he was going to show up. I thought for sure he would be in
some kind of cameo somewhere. Yeah. And for a split second, when I first heard Korg, I'm like, "Oh, is that Jermaine Clement?" I was like, "No, that's not
Watiti." I knew that Watiti was Korg, but yeah, I was really bummed that he didn't get a part.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, something, just even just walking by and maybe just a nod to the camera, and then we keep on walking. You know, it would have been funny.
But. It is fun. It's definitely a fun movie. It's like I said, the only thing that bothered me was like the weak plot stuff. And Hela, you know, although I know she's probably going to be in Infinity War where they will probably pump her up some more, I just felt like she should have been like this like epic villain. And it just felt like I said, it just felt like she was like sitting around just like waiting for shit to happen. And I was just like, it was just odd. It was an odd juxtaposition.
Well, she does kill all the Asgardians and all the Valkyries.
They mentioned that she does. Now, when was that? How, in terms of, you can't really say in years, but how long ago was that supposed to have
nobody
been?
Knows. Who knows?
Everyone just forgot about it. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it was before Thor and Loki were
born.
Yeah.
Sure.
So it's Who knows for sure? But it's we just know it's a very long time ago, long enough to
and
where
we know
a lot of
Odin
people
was a piece of shit.
Odin was a piece of shit.
I mean, clearly,
but he's a piece of shit in the comics, so that's good. I mean, that's
yeah.
He always kind of straddles that line. Yeah. He's like a benevolent ruler sometimes.
It's like, it's that's that plays off the fact that he's got Thor and Loki. I mean, they're like the angel and devil on his shoulders.
Right.
Like
Professor Xavier in the comic books. Professor Xavier is an asshole in the comic books. Oh, like he's always about like. No, this is my vision. This is what needs to happen.
He totally deserves to be disabled.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah, it got dark. but no.
Loki deserved only. I mean, Odin deserved to only have that one eye.
Yeah. Well, like in Norse mythology, I think he gave up his eye to gain like eternal
wisdom or something
like that.
Yeah, I think you're right. Whereas. Poor Thor just fucking loses his he didn't get shit from that. Yeah. He just loses that shit.
Yeah, Hela is... so that's another thing Hela did. She, you know, took out one of Thor's eyes. She destroyed Mjolnir. She led to the destruction of Asgard.
I think her power was demonstrated. I think to Doug's point, though, it was just so compact.
Yeah.
Because they were basically doing these two halves of a movie, her storyline was a little more compact... it didn't breathe all that much to give you the ominous feel, maybe. But I agree with you. I mean, it was demonstrated. Her power was demonstrated.
Right.
I mean, what more?
I just wanted more.
Right?
I just wanted more of Hela. She's supposed to be like this.
Well, and
like,
you'll get
more.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then she'll be overshadowed by Thanos. You know. So.
And you're right. That's the problem. Because maybe we've talked about this before, but doesn't like Thanos try to wed her, or aren't they like
he's in love with her?
He's in love with her. Okay.
Well, it's not necessarily her, but it's
well in the comics, it's Lady Death.
It's two different characters in the comics.
But what people assume is going to happen? They're just going to combine it into her.
There won't be a Lady Death.
It'll be Hela.
I see. Which would make sense.
Which is totally fine. I mean, it's the same type of character, but it's just that.
And then they have a power struggle, I guess, on who's
this could be a spoiler for Infinity War, I don't know, but it eventually leads to Thanos' demise, his obsession with
her,
pleasing her,
to lose the gauntlet or whatever.
Yeah, like it, something goes. I forgot exactly what the steps were, but it's like it's because he is trying to impress her throughout. Like he's like, he destroys half the universe for her, and she's still like, no big deal. And so he just keeps going and going and going, and it's
that's
Kate Blanchett. You know why? I bet he's got a small penis.
That's what it is,
and that is Kate Blanchett because all Kate Blanchett really wants is Rooney Mara.
That's true,
and their secret love lunch.
That's true, but yeah, she's. I think I can't wait for her. Assuming she takes on that role.
Yeah.
I really want to see her.
She was great in this movie. Like,
I know,
really,
and she does very well with the part. I just felt it was just underwritten. That's all. As is usually the case with the Marvel movies, except for Michael Keaton, because I just rewatched Spider-Man this week, And to me, I mean, as far as...
You said you think that's a better movie, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. 100%. Yeah, I liked...
I agree.
I mean, I liked Thor Ragnarok a lot. Movie. I like it a lot. But for me, the best Marvel cinematic movie that came out this year was Spider-Man. It was...
Logan?
That's not Marvel Cinematic
Universe. Oh, okay. All right. I see.
To me, Logan gets the edge just because... Because you love Wolverine. Well,
because
I love Wolverine. I love Wolverine, but it's also... They did something... It was different. It was different. But that's why I liked about Spider-Man too.
It was Wolverine.
But that's why I liked about Spider-Man too. I mean, I liked, you know, when they said we're gonna make it like a John Hughes movie, I was like, I don't know if that's gonna work, and it worked great.
That's like when I finally get to see this Gambit movie, I'll be like, there it is,
there it is,
there it is, the Gambit movie I've been waiting for. Hell yeah,
Gambit forever.
And the other thing with Spider-Man is that Spider-Man shouldn't have worked. I mean, it's like, what, like 6 or 7 screenwriters attached to it and shit like that? And you're just right. Like, it's going to be a fucking train
wreck. Only that, but look at what led up to it. How many revamps,
the guy who directed it.
Tried. The guy, at some point, you would have just thought they would have given up and that would have been the end of it.
I mean, the guy,
someone championed it and said, we can do this if you fucking let us.
Yeah.
The guy who directed it had only directed like 2 micro movies before.
I mean, look at the Russo brothers. They had done nothing but TV.
Until
they came in for Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that's true.
And they killed it. Yeah. They're now in control, basically, of the biggest Marvel movie.
More than the director, though, as far as Spider-Man goes, is the fact that there were so many screenwriters attached to it. I mean, that's usually the kiss of death. That makes it look like
there's major problems.
Yeah,
that
but I mean, it was great. I mean, just like the simple stuff in that movie, when like they showed like the high school news, and they're like, thanks, Spider-Man. I mean, it's just like so awkward and funny. It's hilarious. Right. It's so good.
No, that movie works on every level. I love it. I do think Homecoming is better than Ragnarok. I thought Ragnarok was great.
It was.
Yeah. It was good.
For me, I still love Guardians. For me, is still my pinnacle.
Oh, okay.
I still like that better than Ragnarok, but and as far as humor goes, they're the same. It's the same level of humor. Taika and Waititi and Gunn basically are trying to do the same thing with those movies, and that's probably why they liked the Vision. They're probably like, oh yeah, you want to make it more like Guardians?
Yeah,
yeah, do that.
It's more like Flash Gordon, I would say.
He said in that interview.
Yeah, it's very much got a Flash Gordon influence.
I hesitate to use. I mean, I heard him say that, but it's like, oh man, that movie's not great. Do you really want to say
it's more
that?
Of a cult movie?
I think he's more talking about the aesthetics, not
sure.
Yeah. And plus the 80s music in the background.
You got to remember, he's from New Zealand, so that movie just came out.
That's true. They just saw it.
He just saw that.
He's
shit.
Like,
he's like,
holy shit, guys!
Oh my god, have you seen this new movie? I'm going to do that.
When did Sam Jones get so old?
We watched it on Betamax. It was great. Right.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo did the soundtrack, the score for Thor. And it is
so good.
It's really good. And he did a lot of work with Wes Anderson and stuff like that, most notably on The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. But no, yeah, Thor is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. There was just some things that they did that was just like, it just kind of,
it's all small stuff.
I can't
go so far as to say it's great, but it is really, really, really good. It's top tier movie.
We'll just say it puts the other 2 Thor movies
to shame. Yeah, but that's a low bar.
Super low bar.
But yes, absolutely.
But that just goes without saying. So it's the best Thor movie, without a doubt.
Yeah.
But
no,
I will say
there.
Phase 3 so far, A+.
Oh, yeah, man. They're really killing it. Phase 3 is just killing it.
Civil War. What are you talking about?
Iron Man 3.
No, that's Phase 2.
That's not part of Phase 3.
No, Phase 3 is Civil War.
Started with Civil War.
You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, so Civil War, Homecoming, Guardians of the Galaxy 2,
they're knocking it out of the park, man.
And Black Panther looks fucking
awesome. Oh my
god.
We didn't talk about that, but the newest trailer for that looks
holy Black shit. Panther looks great.
Awesome. I cannot wait. The person I saw it with, I won't name any names, but she was like, I don't know, it just doesn't seem to do anything for me. It doesn't look that great. I'm like, are you fucking crazy? Are you watching the same goddamn trailer I am? Like, you're insane.
Everything about that movie looks fucking incredible.
It looks awesome. And even the soundtrack they're using in the trailers. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what but it's great. Well,
the first one was Run the Jewels in the first trailer.
Right.
Because I love that song.
Of course you love that song.
I do love that song. And this one, I got to find it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I liked...
well, a little bit of
it. I thought Run the Jewels worked better. Like, it just really fit with the ding, 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 ding.
It's a sample. Yeah. I mean, the one is it's got a, it's who does that?
Well, it's a sample of that speech about the revolution will not be televised.
Right.
But then the song itself, I don't know who.
But I mean, the latest trailer looks so fucking phenomenal. Like, it looks so cool. Like, it takes you into the world. Like, you know, right from the get go, you're in there, you're flying into the ship into
Wakanda,
and you're like, holy shit,
Wakanda forever. Awesome.
Yeah.
Biggest.
If nothing else, I'm just looking forward to it. This will be, like you said, you mentioned how Logan's something different. This will be yet something again that's different. Like, Guardians brought something different to play. This is going to be yet something different.
Yeah,
that's going to be really cool. Just, you know, a group, not only the hero, but a people that we don't know anything about yet.
Secretive country that has just. Well, I guess they've been in the world, but they're so, you know, they're
hidden.
Nobody knows what's really going on.
They're literally a hidden country.
And Martin Freeman's in it. So, come on.
Biggest strike against Thor Ragnarok? No Infinity War trailer.
That's true.
Fuck you, Marvel.
That's true. Honestly, though.
I paid my shekels. I want to see it.
I hear you, but, you know, I don't want to see trailers just far in advance. I'm tired of it. I'm tired. I don't need to see a year in advance a trailer.
You're going to see it next month, I'm sure.
I know, but, you know. But and then
they're trying to promote
They give
Black
you
Panther.
The teaser, then they give you the first trailer, and then they give you the second trailer, and by the time it's all said and done, you don't even need to, you know, you've seen.
They spoil too much in the trailer.
Spoil way too much.
I will say that.
As is the case with Thor.
Watching that leaked Infinity War trailer, oh my god, that movie looks like it's going to be insane. I can't wait. Because you're dealing with a guy who has every power in the universe
How do you do that?
And so you just see, like, the looks on...
A woman.
You see the looks on everybody's faces, like, they're all terrified. It's, you know, it's like Gamora and Spider-Man in that thing. They all have this look on their face like, fuck, what do we, you know.
I don't know how you could pull that out of there because that image is so bad.
Up until now.
I watched many
copies. Up until now, all the villains have been, to them, more relatable. Something that they feel they could all beat, even one-on-one maybe. Thanos.
Yeah, I'm looking at the people that are going up against them. I'm only... I don't know, man.
Dude's got his own copter.
But Hulk got beat up by Thor. Like, yeah, he's got his own copter.
I mean, I haven't seen any villains have that yet.
Like,
strongest Avenger. What?
Yeah. It's just, I can't wait. And the Russo brothers described this movie as a heist movie. So it's going to be how Thanos gets the
He's gonna hang on wires.
It'd be interesting. It'd be interesting if that's how they approached it. That it's mainly from
his point of view.
Well, that's supposed to be the deal. It's like, because we've only caught glimpses.
I hope
so.
That would be awesome.
We've seen like little cutscenes, and you know, people talk about him, and nobody's seen what he can do.
Well, and the thing is, I've been really waiting on pins and needles for Thanos ever since they completely fucked up. Galactus in the DC world.
We don't talk about that.
Right.
Galactus?
Galactus, with
the space cloud, the giant.
Yeah. Well, that's what.
Well, no, that's not DC. That's Fantastic Four.
No, I thought that was our green.
No, that's you're talking about
Parallax.
Parallax.
Oh, the Parallax. Okay. Then I am thinking about
Galactus.
I am thinking about the final.
Fantastic Four.
Yeah. They fucked up Galactus.
Like they completely fucked because he was supposed to be the supreme being, right?
Yeah.
And then.
Well, even
well, he
in
was
the
a
comics,
war, he's a world, right?
Well, no, he's
no.
What is he?
He basically eats worlds.
He's a world.
He's
eater.
A celestial, basically.
I think so.
He just basically comes in there like pew pew.
But even in the comics, like he can't do anything against Thanos. It's like,
when Thanos has the gauntlet.
When he has the gauntlet, right? Thanos by himself is a powerful dude.
He's just Thanos.
But with Thanos with the gauntlet is unstoppable. So it's
which is the point. I mean, that is the idea of having all the Infinity Stones. I mean, anyone who wields that is. Pretty much unstoppable.
Yeah, when you wield every force in the universe, who's going to stop you? I hope it's Wasp. but it won't be.
Captain America?
Lady Wasp.
I think they probably will do that panel from the comic where Captain America stands up to Thanos and Thanos is like, bunk, you know, and breaks his shield.
I get it. So Evangeline Lilly's going to be in Infinity War for sure?
Yeah.
For sure? Okay.
Yeah, Ant-Man and Wasp are both in it. The only one not in it, confirmed, is Captain Marvel.
No, she's confirmed now.
She's in four. She's not in... She's...
Oh, they. Oh, okay. They only confirmed her for the second.
She's in the second part.
Which is what I told Matt. I said that. I told Matt. I said it might be good that they don't put her in because you would think that she would show up maybe at the end, you know.
Yeah.
And if the rumors are true about Justice League, the rumor is that Green Lantern's going to show up at some point, and they're very similar characters. So it's like that's what's going to be interesting and annoying at the same time to see is these. Different movies.
See, I don't see them as the same character. I see Nova and Green Lantern as the same character. They're basically the head of the space.
Well, I mean,
oh sure. Yeah.
I mean, in that regard, yeah. But the thing is, you know, if you're looking at it as it's, you know, a space-based character with all these, you know, powers and stuff like that coming in, it would be the same kind of thing. Is what I'm saying, and it would be, you know, if they do it like that. Which, who knows? Because Green Lantern might not even show up in Justice League.
But one has a penis.
That's true.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Thank you.
Brie Larson does.
You know, we're out. We're done here.
So,
That's number 164, folks. In the books. Close it up.
Wrong.
Green Lantern has a penis.
Go see Thor Ragnarok. It's good.
Yeah, I don't think we need to tell anyone to see it. They
all did. It made $121 million.
Yeah. You've seen it if you're hearing this most likely.
So what you should really do is go see Blade Runner 2049 because it needs some help.
Nothing's going to help that now.
Well, too bad because you can't because it's no longer in theaters.
Right. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it totally is.
I'm just kidding.
Shut up.
It's like 2 weeks away from not being in the theater. Like, yeah.
It's
being shown at 1 o'clock on a Tuesday.
2:40. I think it's coming up at 2:40.
It was a really, really good movie, but it was just a movie no one really wanted to see. I mean, Blade Runner was just a cult movie to begin with.
Kind of like all the Avatar sequels.
Exactly. You know. I mean, Blade Runner was just
never
made money anyway. It was just a cult movie, and I don't know why they thought that cult movie was going to they were going to be able to build a blockbuster off that. Right. I don't know why they thought that. But
right.
Ryan Gosling, that's why. And Harrison Ford, they needed.
But it's great. It's one of the best movies of the year.
It's a great movie.
You shut up. You shut your mouth. So next episode, who the hell knows? Maybe Murder on the Orient Express.
Murder on the Orient Express.
Which comes out next week.
When's The Killing of the Sacred Deer come out? Is that later?
It's limited.
I think it's already started? Yeah,
it's limited.
That's the one I'm waiting
for. So do we want to do a 2-hour special on The Snowman?
No. We didn't see that.
Definitely.
Mr. Police.
The weekend it comes out, the director's like, let me, because let's set the record straight. I didn't get to film, I don't know, 15% of the, the story here, so...
It may or may not have affected the script, I don't know.
I'll let you decide.
Yeah.
And then
just throw that out there.
It's like, and then it's like the gif of Homer Simpson slowly back again to the bushes.
Why is your movie at 3% on Rotten Tomatoes? Well, I kind of didn't get to shoot the whole thing.
So Murder on the Orient Express is the big movie that comes out next week, and then the week after that is, of course, Justice League. And then after that, it's Coco, George. Coco. It's getting great reviews.
I'm sure it does. It does nothing for me. I have not seen.
I've seen
three of the trailers, every time I'm like, I'm not sucked into this movie. I take it or leave it.
It's Pixar, so I'll go see it, of course. And then, of course, you know, they're all also Rans until December 15th.
Yeah.
Night of the 14th, when Star Wars The Last Jedi comes out. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about that other movie that comes out.
Wonder with Jacob Tremblay.
Wonder. Yeah.
Does that come out the same weekend?
No. That comes out the same weekend as Justice League, I think.
Oh, no.
That comes out the same weekend as Justice
November?
League.
That's a November release?
I think so.
Okay. Oh, so maybe I'll go watch that.
Take your tissues. Take your tissues to that.
Yeah, that'll be a tearjerker for sure.
What's the other one coming out in December?
I think Wonder looks hilarious.
Oh, what'd you say?
What'd you say? Wonder? I was waiting to see Bay Movie.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, kid.
The Edge of Water.
Kid making a funny face.
Shape of Water. Shape of Water.
Shape of Water. That's in November. Though.
That's the beginning of December. Oh,
is it? The M. Night Shyamalan.
No, I'm thinking no, something. What's being released right around Toro. Christmas? Like the week of Christmas. What's the big... Oh, Downsizing.
Yeah. You don't want to see that?
No.
I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah. Alexander Payne's great.
Oh, the newest trailer for that ruined it for me. Like, I wish they had that. I wish they had I didn't need to know that part of the plot. I didn't need to know that, and they fucking killed it for me. Like, fuck
well, it's, it was already in the first trailer, too. They just didn't explicitly say it.
I didn't, they did. I didn't pick up on it.
If you, look at, if you look at what he's writing, it's...
Still, you're, I'm like, fuck you guys.
As big as you can.
Anyway. All right.
Anyway, so yeah, we'll see you next time, folks. Thanks, Matt, for stopping by.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Talking Thor.
We're talking Thor, Ragnarok, and Asgard talking Thor.